T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jaylen Brown has just commented on the Caleb Martin foul at shoot-around this afternoon. Would you like to know what he had to say?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I just told him to watch that. We know they like to play hard and be physical, but there's a line.
Okay. This stuff drives me nuts, though, man. Really, it does, because all you hear from guys like Brian Scalabrine, by the way, oh, the NBA is so soft nowadays. Oh, there's no way these guys would have survived the physicality of the 80s and the 90s. And then Caleb Martin, hard foul, was probably pushed by Drew Holiday. Everybody wants to forget that. Hard foul, there's no doubt about it. And, like, you would think Caleb Martin pulled out a gun and shot him. Like, with the way people were talking about this. So what is it? Do we want physicality in the game? Do we want guys to play until the very last second of the game as if it's the most important possession? Or do we not? Do we want the Heat to just sit down and say, oh, we're down 30. Go ahead, you won the game. We concede. Pick a side already, NBA fans. Pick a side.
Have you seen The Last Boy Scout?
Because there is a gun, and it takes place on the field, correct? Yeah.
Yeah, the guy had to score a touchdown to win it. He pulled out a 38 and shot the defenders as he
Sometimes
ran the
Sometimes you
got to
do what you
got to
do.
No, that wasn't my point.
Oh, that's not the point? I'm sorry. Sometimes I get ahead of myself.
Solana, it's the same reason why now every time a quarterback gets hit, every fan base points at the TV.
Right.
No. Roughing the passer.
As does every player. They want it to be tougher, but the rules don't allow it. So you got to play within the rules.
And you try to get an advantage from your team by playing in the rules.
All I would say, by the way, and Scalabrine said it when they were talking about it, him and Eddie House, it was like, hey, what are we going to talk about after a blowout? We need some sort of, you know, content. And so they went to that. So when you talk about, oh, how has this blown up? There's nothing else to talk about right now with that series. What would you like to talk about?
DeLon Wright's charge at the very end of the game where he led the Heat back to 14 points.
No, but DeLon Wright's
call
charge.
Cornbread Maxwell.
Get his opinion on that.
But you, Crowder, you say within the rules. It was mm-hmm. called a common foul. There was no review. The refs didn't even feel the reason to go look at the monitor.
Yeah, it's nothing, but it was nothing. I'm just saying there's nothing to talk about if you're Boston about that win other than that. You're looking for some content, and that's what Scalabrine was doing the other day.
Hey, he doubles down on it, though. Like, oh, Coach Spoke called the code red. What are you talking about? Coach Spoke called the code red. Caleb Martin just went for the rebound, probably a little uncontrolled. And, yeah, I mean, it was a hard foul. There's no doubt about it. But what, like, now we're talking about this? If Caleb Martin needs to be suspended a game?
Nobody's talking about that.
I think some people are. I think they are, Hawk.
They were when it right happened. Everybody knows, that, you know, no one's talking about that. They're talking about chopsticks.
The Cavs beat the Magic 96-86. It's a game nobody watched, so I'm just giving you the score update.
Cleveland leads that series. I did, because it was the first part of my first part of my parlay.
Cleveland leads that series 2-0.
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
The Sixers.
That's what I'm getting you for Hanukkah this year. I'm getting you a Cavs jersey, but it says Cleveland.
The Sixers, they blew a 5-point lead to the New York Knicks in one of the most frantic, chaotic endings to a game in a very long time.
That was a good game.
It was a great game. Yeah. I had the Sixers plus 4.5, so I didn't really care. But, man, if I was a Sixers fan, like, that, you just lost the series. Like, you lost the series because of a game that you should have won. You think the Sixers are going to rattle off 4 in a row?
The series doesn't start, Hawk, until the home team okay. loses.
We're doing that now? No. We're 22 minutes into the show and we're there already? You're complaining about Scalabrine not having content and we're going to do this?
But would you be surprised if that series was tied 2-2?
Defense wins Super Bowls, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Rebounding wins championships. I'll go all day with you, Jack. But, Hawk, you would be surprised. You would be shocked if the series was tied 2-2 going back to New York after the two Sixers home games?
I think I would. I think they're a bit deflated. I think Joel Embiid gave you everything he's got. Like, he's got nothing, man. He is lumbering. Like, if they don't come – do you see how despondent he was after the game? Yeah. It's because he knew that there wasn't much more he could give you, and if you're not going to come out of there with a dub, they're in trouble.
That knee's not getting healthier as Mm-mm. the series goes on.
Yeah. And then the Lakers, they blew probably the best chance they had to win a game on the road in
Denver.
That's
why LeBron was so pissed after his game, because he knew that was it. That was their chance to win a game.
Yeah.
What are you, about 20, 21?
Yeah, they had a 20-point lead in that game.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
The officiating was a bit suspect. There's no doubt about it.
Bro, there was a call reversed on Kyle Lowry in the Sixers game that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous. I kind of understood LeBron when he's like, hey, if we're going to have a replay center and they're going to overturn these obvious calls, like, what are we doing here? But also keep it to yourself, LeBron.
He's a little whiner.
Anthony Davis, just with perhaps the most embarrassing way to lose, which is get a shot hit over the top of you at the buzzer, and you end up in the other team's bench sitting down while they're celebrating. I was trying to think of, like, a more embarrassing way to lose a basketball game.
Right.
That might be number one.
Boy, but Murray hit him with that dipsy doopsy though, too. Yeah. That was a great drive, a great shoulder to step back. Don't talk about him. Talk about the other side, because that was an amazing shot, an amazing move.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.